RioPlex, a unified vision for economic growth on both sides of the border. If the region can host SpaceX, we can host any company, Spamer. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On October 16, 2024, Joaquin Spamer, president of CIL, addressed a gathering of press members from South Texas and Northern Tamaulipas at Club Nautique by the Rio Grande. The event aimed to introduce the RioPlex initiative, a bold new effort to promote the region as a unified economic zone. Spamer's vision for RioPlex is clear: we need to work together to develop the region better. The initiative seeks to leverage cities' strengths on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, from Roma to Brownsville in Texas and Miguel Alemán to Matamoros in Tamaulipas. Spamer began by identifying a core issue: fragmented economic development efforts. He pointed out that while individual cities like McAllen and Reynosa have made strides in promoting themselves, they often do so in isolation, limiting the region's global visibility. "No one knows us as a region," he explained, adding that while these cities are known locally, the combined strength of the region has yet to be marketed effectively. One of the primary goals of RioPlex is to unify these efforts under a single identity, thus creating a powerful and competitive player in international markets. Spamer stressed that the region's assets are immense, with 3.5 million residents, over 100,000 university students, 13 international bridges, and 4 maritime ports. "When we talk about McAllen or Reynosa alone, people might dismiss it because of the size," he said. "But when we present RioPlex as a region with all these assets, we become a significant player." A key element of RioPlex's strategy is capitalizing on the region's industrial potential. Spamer highlighted the presence of high-tech companies like SpaceX, which has already brought global attention to the area. "If we can host SpaceX, we can handle almost anything," he said. The initiative aims to attract more international businesses, particularly in sectors like manufacturing, logistics, and technology. By promoting the region's unique strengths, its proximity to both U.S. and Mexican markets, its infrastructure, and its skilled workforce, RioPlex hopes to draw substantial investment from abroad. Spamer also emphasized the importance of promoting regional consumption. Rather than relying on more prominent cities like San Antonio or Monterrey, he urged residents to support businesses within the RioPlex region. "Instead of going to Monterrey to buy a grill, why not buy it in Rio Bravo?" he suggested. This focus on local consumption is designed to stimulate the regional economy and foster a sense of economic self-sufficiency. At the heart of the RioPlex initiative is collaboration. Spamer was clear that RioPlex is not a new economic development entity. Instead, it seeks to support and coordinate the efforts of existing organizations. "We're not trying to replace anyone," he said. "We want to be the coach, the support system that helps these organizations reach farther and be more effective." This collaborative approach, Spamer believes, will allow the region to present a united front in international markets and attract the attention it deserves. The following steps for RioPlex include hiring a local marketing company to create the region's corporate image and appointing an economic development coordinator. This coordinator will oversee efforts on both sides of the border, ensuring that the activities of over 60 economic development entities are strategically aligned. Spamer emphasized the need for the coordinator to have a deep understanding of both U.S. and Mexican business cultures and extensive experience in economic development. "We need someone who can act as a coach and help these organizations perform better," he explained. One of the challenges RioPlex faces is hesitancy from some local governments, who may view the initiative as a competing entity rather than a support system. Spamer addressed these concerns head-on. "We're here to amplify the work you're already doing, not replace it." He acknowledged that coordinating efforts across two countries, multiple cities, and numerous organizations would require significant effort. Still, he expressed confidence that the initiative could succeed with a clear plan and collaboration. Another challenge is effectively promoting the region to international audiences. Spamer shared an anecdote about a client in Memphis, Tennessee, who was unfamiliar with the Rio Grande Valley despite decades of experience working with Mexico. "This is the challenge we face," Spamer said. "We need to make sure the world knows about us." RioPlex's branding and marketing campaign will be key to overcoming this challenge and ensuring potential investors see the region's advantages. In conclusion, the RioPlex initiative represents a significant step forward for economic development in South Texas and Northern Tamaulipas. By uniting the region under a single brand, RioPlex aims to increase global recognition, attract international investment, and promote sustainable economic growth. The region has everything it needs to succeed, Spamer stated. Now, it's time to promote those assets effectively on the global stage. With the groundwork already being laid, through hiring a marketing firm and an economic development coordinator, RioPlex is well on its way to becoming a major player in international markets. The initiative's success will depend on collaboration within the region and across borders, but Spamer is confident that RioPlex can achieve its ambitious goals. "We're just getting started," he said, "and the world is about to discover what RioPlex offers."